really a very popular speaker. People really enjoy her. I hear back about Kaylee's talks and how people are inspired by her, the depth of her understanding, and how exciting it is to see someone so young be so wise. And so I just look forward to when Kaylee's here with us. And I am delighted that she's talking about this wonderful chapter about love and friends and joy in life. So here's Kaylee.
That is so kind. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey everybody, how you doing? Happy almost autumn. Very nice. Very nice. So I'm gonna be completely honest with you. I got to address some stuff in the chapter that I didn't vibe with. And I really wanted to find what I think is the best use of the word love in this context. That's going to sound weird, but hang with me. Okay, I'm going to be completely honest. And like Holmes says it himself. He's like, in this chapter, he's like, I have people laugh at me. Like, love everybody? Ha 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 ha. He's like, I don't care. So I was like, okay, so Holmes acknowledges it himself. I did think the start of the chapter was very like woo 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 kind of new agey. Love everybody. Because I'm going to be real with you, I don't think that's possible. Okay. And not in this 3D existence. I just think there's stuff. Okay. And I was really struggling with how to approach this because I didn't want to start the talk with like, Holmes was full of nonsense. Like, I didn't want to do that. That's not the energy I wanted to bring. Because I don't think he was at all. I just happened to not really vibe with, so like when he talks about the little boy and like the parents are like, oh, he doesn't like adults and he doesn't like people, and Holmes is like, well, give him to me and he loved me. That's cute. That's a cute anecdote, but I just don't think it's completely applicable, right? So and I was really struggling with how to address this, and as it tends to happen, things happen in my week like that fit with talk. So last night, I was watching a movie with my dad, and he and I are really big history buffs. So we were watching a World War II movie, and it was about one of the most famous mimes named Marcel Marceau. He was famous, especially for he took groups of Jewish children, like 70 kids, through the Alps to get from France, occupied France, to Switzerland. All the while making them laugh as a mime. Okay. So there were two quotes from that movie that I was like, oh, this is how I want to approach this. So I think there are some things on this earth that you just can't love and accept. And that's just how it is. The example is there's a Gestapo officer. And I'm not going to get into the details of what happens, but you can imagine. You cannot love, okay, a Gestapo officer and someone who celebrates violence or people getting shot in the neck and like things that are happening in our country right now. I'm going to be frank about it, okay? There are some things you just can't love. And I think that is an example of what Abraham Hicks calls, that contrast, right? So you see the contrast, and then you put out rockets of what you do want, right? Okay, so if we realize that there are some things that we can't have this pure, pure love for, and that's just part of being a 3D human being, then how do we define love? Because we do have pure love. We have pure love for our family, our pets, our friends. We can send out peace on the International Day of Peace. You know what I'm saying? So there is a pure love, but for things that we can't purely love, how are we going to use the term love? And there are two quotes in the movie that really struck me. So in one scene, the Gestapo officer comes on the train, and he has to disguise these group of Jewish children as like a group of like scouts, right? Like kid scouts. So he has them sing and etc. And the Gestapo officer brings him aside and says, "What are you doing here?" And Marcel Marceau kind of smiles and says, "I'm an educator. You know, what's the point of teaching them fear?" And I was like, "Ooh, okay. So love is the opposite of fear. Love is being brave enough in a moment of fear, in a moment where there is something dark, and saying, I'm going to have the courage to highlight and focus something else." And this is also addressed in the movie. Something dreadful happens, and his friend is like, they work for the resistance. They worked for the French resistance. And the friend says, "You know, I want to get guns, I want to go kill, and I want revenge." And Marcel is like, "Yeah, we could kill Nazis, and we could use violence." And then he says, "But what if we focused on instead saving as many Jewish kids as we could? And we focused on surviving." And I was like, okay, again, when you cannot love something, what you focus instead is on the good you can do. And I said, okay. And then this resonated with the classic Mr. Rogers quote: when something horrible happens, you look for the helpers. And so I was like, all right, so love is having the courage in the absolute midst of all darkness to say, I'm going to focus on what good that I can find, on the good that I can highlight. And I'm going to take my courage, and I'm going to take my strength, and I'm going to focus on that. And then Holmes talks about how we can do this. And it's a very classic realizing that you can choose and tune into God at any time. And as I said, this is, can be hard when you are surrounded by things that are causing a lot of contrast. When I was going through some really hard times, I was thinking about this last night. I found joy in writers group at my library, Spanish group where I taught Spanish, my friends who would invite me out to dinner once a week. You can find and tune into God in these places, in these pockets, and sometimes that's enough to keep you going. And so Holmes talks about, again, very classic, you and God are one. And I think it's important to realize that God is in all sorts of beautiful pockets. Excuse me. All sorts of beautiful pockets and places. And sometimes you just have to take a deep breath and try and notice them. And so, for example, I have a dear friend of mine, very spiritual, very gifted. And she told me, you know, she's going to a peace conference this weekend. And I thought that was beautiful with everything that's going on. She's going to a peace conference. So there's a little piece of God right there. That's lovely. And I had a beautiful time with my dad last night. We had a beautiful dinner together. There's a little piece of God right there. Bob's intention sharing this morning was really, really beautiful and profound. There's a piece of God right there. So even in the darkness, even in the struggles, we can choose love and we can identify love in the pockets of God that we find. We can choose to take actions that amplify those God moments, choosing to save hundreds and hundreds of Jewish children instead of using violence. By the way, he did. He took multiple groups of hundreds and hundreds of Jewish children over the Alps and got them into Switzerland and saved their lives. That's a pocket of God right there. I think often, with everything going on in our country, we've all been through dark times. There have been dark, dark, dark times. But look at the bright moments. Look at the victory gardens that were popped up in DC, where people grew food and people joined together in a neighborhood. And people helped and volunteered and so we've had dark times before. But there's these beautiful pockets of God that I truly believe amplify and grow and break through the darkness and lead toward the light again. And so I wanted to address that because I really felt that it's a beautiful sentiment. And I don't mean to belittle it, right? Like I love Holmes's optimism and strength in himself. And everyone's like, oh, I want to be Christ-like. Well, guess what? Christ got mad as hell at the people who were doing taxes in the temple. There's a righteous anger and there's a righteous time for feeling some down energy. But the point was, Christ still stood up and gave goodness. So I wanted to address that because I just felt like maybe there's some trickier times going on right now. And the importance is finding perspective where we can find the love and use our courage and bravery to move toward and choose loving things. And if we look at these pockets of God and we look at these moments of love and choosing the courage and love, if you listen to Abraham Hicks, they talk a lot about frequency, right? So if you have all these beautiful frequencies of love, I believe that you can really, you start to see them in other people. You start to see them in other moments. And as I said, when I was going through some really hard times, when I first moved back home maybe 3 years ago, I joined groups. I joined Spanish group, I joined writers group. And writers group is especially one of the real lights in my life. And I enjoy seeing people and I have friends and I've been able to go see, have dinner and lunch with lovely friends. And that was a light that shined and attracted other lights. And I'm suddenly given this vision. My dad was also watching, there's a movie called National Treasure. Fantastic. Nicolas Cage, Diane Kruger, fantastic. Sean Bean, great. And the whole story is like they use American history to go find lost treasure. And there's a scene in that movie where they find the treasure trove and he lights one torch, okay? But the way it was designed was it had like oil, so the light led and then went forward and highlighted and grew the entire room with light. And so I imagine finding love moments and finding goodness as that. And then like your light sort of signals to another light, and then the light grows and grows and grows, and then you can have more lights in your life. And I think that as we look for those moments and pockets of love, we'll find them, and then that leads to more. I meet one friend, and then we find a beautiful new favorite restaurant. And another friend of mine introduced me to a book club she loves. And it's just, it grows. It grows. And I'm reminded of Dr. Joseph Murphy. He has a, there's a scene, he, a scene. I guess it's a scene. He talks about a moment where a young woman is, and this wasn't friendship, but a young woman came to him and was like, I really want to meet my husband. How do I meet him? Like, where do I go? Do I go to the pool? Do I join a group here? Do I go to the movies? And he's like, you don't have to go anywhere. Everything that you need comes from here, is broadcast from here. So he instructed her to focus on the love. Okay? He said, go to sleep every night and imagine a wedding ring on your finger. And so she would go to bed every night and she would bask in the love and the feeling of having a wedding ring on her finger. Sure enough, she was at church one day. She realized she left her Bible on the chair. She goes back and there's a really handsome young guy. He says, is this your Bible? You can guess how the story goes. And so Murphy talks about that. He says, we focus on what we do want. What we want to highlight, what we want to love, what we want to amplify. And then that will lead the way. That will be a lighthouse. And so those are kind of my thoughts today. I do apologize that it was sort of a little bit of a not negative Nelly sort of thing, but I just wanted to address that even in dark times, we don't have to go totally woo-woo, you know, love everybody, all goodness all the time, 100%. Because sometimes that doesn't happen. It's a beautiful thing, it's a beautiful thought, but let's, you know, sometimes that doesn't happen. So I wanted to address how to still love even in the darkness, and how that darkness can light up and be a lighthouse and lead toward more opportunities when you amplify and focus on what you do want. In the pockets of love and the moments of love. And you have the courage to do that, even when it's really dark. And I want to end with I might have saved it on this phone. It might have been a different phone. One second. I have a favorite poet. Okay? And his name is Richard Sikken. Richard Sikken. And I'll be completely honest with you, a lot of his stuff is really more kind of emotional, but I don't know why I felt really, really, really drawn to find a quote from him that fit in with this conversation today. So I did find one. And, you know, today I talked about, you know, having the courage to look for pockets of light and goodness despite the hard times. So this quote is this, which brings us back to the hero's shoulders and the gentleness that comes not from the absence of violence, but despite the abundance of it. A gentleness even in the violence, love even in the darkness. Thank you.